Blog Talk Radio.
Sharing quality time. What happened between then and now? The love we shared was lost somehow. That we're moving too fast. But how could I know the feelings would pass? It wouldn't last. But I stayed to see, hoping and praying you still love me.
It's all right. It's okay.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Welcome to another episode of Pillow Talk Radio. I'm your guest and I'm your host, Fat Man, and I got my girl definitely in the building, you know what I'm saying, doing a damn thing. I would like to introduce to you all G-Spot Gina. Gina, you in the building?
I certainly am. How's everybody doing tonight?
I hope everybody is doing good, you know what I'm saying? It's we got another weekend down, you know what I mean? I hope everybody enjoyed their weekend, you know what I'm saying? I know I had a couple of engagements this weekend, things like that. I got to indulge in some things. I got to be a part of some things, you know what I'm saying? So I had a pretty good weekend, you know what I'm saying? Me and Gina have been talking about what our topic this week was going to be. So it is 8 minutes after 5 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'd like to welcome you all to the Pillow Talk Fat Man and G-Spot Gina Pillow Talk Radio Show live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We are being heard all the way in Johannesburg, Africa right now. We are also being heard in Sydney, Australia right now. And we are also being heard in London, England right now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not sure if Malaysia is on the phone, on the line, but we are being heard around the world. Everybody wants to hear what Fat Man and G-Spot Gina is talking about and how can I guess they ask us, how can we save their relationships and marriage and shit like that? Look here, we ain't on here to save nobody's relationships, marriage, family life, nothing like that, because we got our own shit to save. All we can do is give you some good advice on what to
That's
do,
right.
How to handle it and things so you don't go about it the wrong way, the right things to say, what not to say. I know I've been talking to a lot of women, and I've been getting this from a lot of women. I'm straight to the point. I'm blunt, you know, and this and the other, blah, 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 blah. Well, my thing is this, ladies, a man likes a woman who knows what she wants, and he can tell her, or she could be straightforward and straight to the point. But my thing is this, there is a thing called tact. There is a thing called being tactful in everything. You know, I love a woman's bluntness. I love a woman's honesty. But if you come at me the wrong way with that shit, then you got a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes honesty and bluntness fits in certain places. It don't fit when you're trying to get in my business because I'm trying to handle my child or I'm dealing with my baby mama and this, that, and the other. And that's some shit between me and her. Shut the fuck up and sit back. Because when you're dealing with your father or your baby's father or your children, that is none of my business. I sit back. I take a back seat unless you ask me for my advice. You know what
True
I'm saying?
That.
So, you know, mm-hmm. we have to know how to pick and choose and where to stick our nose at. And that goes for men, too. You know what, Gina? I'm starting to see a lot of nosy-ass men and shit like that on Facebook and this, that, and the other. What the fuck is this shit? Where the fuck are motherfuckers? Fellas, where the fuck you getting to be so fucking nosy and you're questioning a woman on Facebook and this, that, and the other and all of that shit?
Mm-hmm.
As many times as we sit around and drink our beer and talk about, yeah, them women on Facebook be tripping, they be on one, and this, that, and the other.
No.
They'll turn around two,
it's
3 days.
It's equal now.
Huh?
It's equal now. I said it's equal now. Men and women are just as nosy and in everybody else's shit, just like, you know, before men used to say, oh, women, all they do is you know, talk shit and criticize and get in people's
uh-huh,
business.
Uh-huh.
No, it truly believe it, because men are just as nosy and up in everybody's business and drama queens just as much as women. So, yeah,
right.
I don't buy that shit.
Right,
I don't buy that shit.
Right, I'm noticing the drama queen shit too. You know what I'm saying, and
mm-hmm.
things
mm-hmm.
like that. You know what I'm saying. Now before we get into our topic, Gina, this is something that I've been wanting to ask, and I've been meaning. I'm glad I finally have a woman co-host. A big shout out to my girl Tara. Tara, she usually helps me in the morning. You know, she co-hosts in the morning, but Tara be on some Lorena Bobbitt shit. She'd be like, "Cut the nigga's dick off, fuck it, I don't give a fuck." That type of shit. I'd be like, "Damn, Tara, we got sponsors and shit, you know, that sponsors dick, you can't cut off this." Anyway, anyway, this is something I've been wanting to ask the woman that's been on the show and everything, and I've asked several women and things like that, and I know me and you getting closer. Me and Gina is getting a lot closer later and everything.
Yeah,
you know,
buddy.
We talk, we visit each other on weekends and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But with you being one of the LVTPWs, you're out at events, you're out hosting, you're out making appearances. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Gina does make appearances and things like this. She does host other parties. She does get out and move around and things like that. You know, let's not forget she is a BBW model. So she does get called to do certain things. This is what I want to ask you, Gina. In 2014, before we get to our main topic, in 2014, you made a comment. You said, yeah, men are being just as nosy and being drama queens and this, that, and the other and everything, blah, 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 blah. What is a woman looking for from a man besides the stability, the man standing on his 2 feet and all of that and this and the other in 2014? Because I'm pretty sure a woman is not looking for a man that's going to gossip and whine just as much as she do.
Right, exactly. You know, I think it's because I'm old school like you. Like I said, we hang out on the same corner because we're in the same age bracket.
Right,
You know, the whole idea nowadays is some men are just pussies, plain and simple.
Okay.
They're just pussies. They're worse than bitches. You know, me, myself, I need a strong man. I need somebody who's strong, independent, can handle his shit.
Okay.
I can lean on him when I need to be, you know, comforted or whatnot. But then again, I need him to also be able to show his emotional side, be able to talk to me and tell me what his deepest feelings are, or what's bothering him, or if he's had a bad day, be able to vent to me. But, you know, nowadays it seems like because women are so independent now and so self-reliant that some men, they just turn to pussy. You know, it's just that their balls just shrivel up and die. And it's like, really?
We get intimidated. We do. We get intimidated. We get
I find that a lot.
Now, I don't know about any of you other fellas out there, because ain't no other fellas that I know going to keep it 600 and tell the truth and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? I've been married before. You know what I'm saying? I got married right out of high school. You know what I'm saying? And we might as well open up the doors for our topic. Okay, which we'll get back to what G-Spot was just talking about. But tonight's topic, for everybody who's just logging in and listening and everything, tonight's topic is, why did I get married? Now, let me put this in layman's terms. Let me put this in layman's terms for the people that's listening. Why the fuck did I get married the first motherfucking time? But I don't even know if I'm gonna meet the right motherfucker to get married again. So for all of you people, why did I get married? And would you do it again? Okay, because there's a lot of people out there. Marriages didn't work. You know, I'm gonna use myself as an example. Like I always do, got married right out of high school, you know what I'm saying? Graduated top of my culinary class, this, that, and the other. I was one of the top teenage culinary arts students ranked in the state of Michigan. I was nominated the top meat cutter at a teenage age, ranked in Michigan and this, that, and the other. So when I came out of high school, yeah, I had some shit going on. I had offers. I was working out at Metro Airport, working in one of the biggest hotels out at Metro Airport. I was working at the Renaissance Hotel downtown Detroit, sous chef, assistant chef, this, that, and the other. I'm bringing home, what, $30,000, $40,000 a year? Maybe about $40,000, $50,000 a year. When I got out of high school, I was ready to get married because I've been there, done that. Got a credit card for it at an early age. It's just that the person that I met, wrong motherfucker. I was ready to get married, settle down. She wasn't. She was fresh out of college, fresh out of Wilberforce College. Have you ever heard Big Mama give the term, you're so smart till you're stupid? Exactly. Bitch was smart. I sat there and watched the bitch build a fucking computer and shit like that there. But when it came to street smarts, when it came to taking care of Big Daddy, and this is one thing you ladies have to understand. When you get home from work, just like when he get home from work, you be wanting it to be about you. Same thing about a man. Big Daddy wants you to come in and acknowledge, Big Daddy, I'm home. Let me give you that kiss. Let me give you that hug, this, that, and the other. I don't want you fucking around in the kitchen and fucking around in the closet before you come say hello to me when you, get, when you come here. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
But in my opinion, I will never, I don't plan on getting married again due to what I've been through. Don't get me wrong. Never say never.
That's
right. You know what I'm saying? Never say never. And this, that, and the other. If I meet the right woman and she shows and proves, because now I'm in the position to where I'm going to call the shots. I'm going to make sure that Fat Man is taken care of. I've always been in relationships to where I'm taking care of somebody, looking out for somebody, and this, that, and the other, and I wind up the one being empty. So
exactly.
people got to realize when you're married, it's 50-50, equally.
Exactly.
Treat each other with respect and things like that. But now I'm going to give the floor to G-Spot because I know she can comment on this shit.
You just had to put me on blast, didn't you? Yeah, I mean, same thing. I mean, you know, I got married the first time. Yes, I have been married numerous times, but I got married the first time when I was 17. And my excuse was, you know, I was dumb, stupid, and I wanted to get away from my family, being raised by an alcoholic mother, you know, whatnot. You know, there was a lot of family issues. So I thought, hey, here's my way out. I got married at 17. You know, we had no kids. Our relationship, you know, grew apart because, you know, by the time 7 years had passed, I was now 23 years old, and I was done. You know, it was boring. I had no kids, thank God. You know, and so, you know, I tried to work things out with them, but it just didn't work. So we got a divorce, and then I remarried. Second time around lasted 14 years about, and 2 children later, you know, we also, you know, grew apart. And after that, I had a couple of hiccups. But, you know, in all of my years, in the beginning, being raised by 3 independent women, I was very independent and strong and stubborn. And I didn't have the respect for a man that I should have. So, you know, it took me a long time to understand, you know, the word respect within a relationship. You know, I needed to give my man his place, give him that respect. And, you know, it's something that has taken a long time, but now I see that. You know, I don't, like you say, I don't plan on getting married again. I don't, you know, but I won't say never because, shit, I've already done it 4 times. But, you know, if Mr. Wright comes along that, you know, can do everything for me, because I know what kind of woman I am. I am the woman that will cook and clean, take care of my kids and take care of my business. But I need somebody that's strong and independent and that can handle his own shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
And give me that respect. You know, I have no problem being submissive to my man, you know, if need be. But I also need to be treated with respect, you know, and it's, like you said, it's an equal partnership. It has to be an equal partnership.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Big shout out to everybody that's in queue right now. We have a list of people. Listen, everybody, when you call into this show, if you want to listen from your phone, that's fine. If you want to talk and give a comment, press the 1 button, and it'll let me know that you're in queue, and it will give me it will put a signal light on my software to let me know that you want to talk to us and get into the forum, and you have a comment or question for either G-Spot or myself. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's out there listening. I see some strange numbers in my lineup, I see one number that just go 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Usually when that comes up, those are my those are my people overseas. So I don't know if that's Trevor from London, England. I don't know if that's Deacon Boss from out there in Oakland, California. And I don't know if that's my man Earl from Johannesburg, Africa. So I'm not sure, but I'm seeing, of course, area code 602 in the building, area code 480 is in the building. Of course, we got area code 702 in the building, another area code 702 in the building. I'm glad everybody is in the building. Once again, I want to welcome you to the Fat Man and G-Spot Gina Pillow Talk radio show, y'all. We're going to be right back after we pay some bills and get into some more of these questions and answers and everything. And like I said, tonight's question is, why did you get married? And would you do it again? For me, right now, hell no. Hell fuck no. Hell no. Fuck that shit. But like we both said, never say never.
Well, oh, baby. Never left you feeling like this, 'cause I can feel your pain. But if you just could get over it, maybe someone will look to your mind. Girl, I'ma make it better. Now can we dim the light? Let's make a toast that it will be alright.
Are you listening?
Gina, Pillow Talk Radio Show, coming to you live every Sunday at 5 p.m. I think they say Pacific Central. Is it Pacific Central? I'm not sure. Gina will clear that up.
Time, 8 o'clock
Gina
up.
Gina will clear that up for me. I don't know if it's Pacific or specific. I know it's right by the Pacific, near the Pacific. It's just to be specific.
There you go. It's 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time and 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay. Well, listen, check this out. We're getting big shouts out, and everybody got us locked in right now to my man, Vargas Ali. Okay. Vargas Ali has been following us and been listening to our radio show. He listened last weekend. He liked the show. He listens to my morning show and things like that. Vargas Ali is out of Birmingham, United Kingdom, okay? So we're being heard all the way in the United Kingdom. Don't fuck with me and Gina because we not playing, you know what I'm saying, and this, that, and the other. We out to do the damn thing. If we're being heard in the United Kingdom, last week we was heard over in Germany and Sydney, Australia. Y'all think we bullshit. We not bullshitting about this. You know, big shout out to Lisa Miss Beauty Plus talking about, hey, sorry, got busy. Nah, that's your loss. It ain't my motherfucking loss. That's your loss. And everything. Anyway, we still doing the damn thing and this, that, and the other. Look here. We grown. We all on the radio. We've been doing this shit. People been asking me, Fat Man, I want to do a radio show with you. I want to do this. I want to do that. The proof is in the pudding. G-Spot was the only one that stepped up and was like, nah, fuck that. Let's do the damn thing because it's going to be big for our community. We got love for everybody in our BBW
That's
community.
Right.
But some of y'all in our community is full of shit and be bullshitting. And this, that, and the other. And we ain't got time to deal with that. So we keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? So once again, welcome to Fat Man and G-Spot Gina Tunnel Talk Radio
That's
Show.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And we were talking about, you know, like I said, big shout out to my man Vargas Ali out there in Birmingham, United Kingdom.
Thank you for listening, Vargas. Smooches.
Yeah, big shout out to Vargas. Big shout out to my man, Little Jamaica out there. You know what I'm saying? I know he's doing the damn thing. My man Chosen One, they'll all be in for the charity event going down in May. You know what I'm saying? So they're
That's
all
right.
going to be in the building doing the damn thing. Big
yeah.
shout out to my man Patron Don. He's doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? And y'all listen for these artists that's coming up. You know what I'm saying? Of course, your boy Fat Man working on some new shit, Fat Boys. You know, mixtape is coming out. I had G-Spot call in and do a little shout-out on the mixtape and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So y'all hit me up if y'all want to get a shout-out on my mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Because next, me and G-Spot will be putting together the Pillow Talk radio show mixtape. Y'all think we bullshitting, and you're going to be able to download that bitch on iTunes and shit. Y'all think we bullshitting. We not playing. We not taking no hostages, you know what I'm saying? We not taking no hostages, and we not taking no snostages and shit like that, you know what I mean? So, so like I was saying, you know, our question for the night is, you know, why did you get married, and would you do it again? We got somebody already in the queue, area code 586-0841. You got the Fat Man and G-Spot Gene at Pillow Talk Radio. Who is this?
Guess who it is? Your favorite Starshima.
Oh.
It's Tyra,
shit.
Tyra, Fat Man. What's up? It's good to hear your voice back on the air.
Oh, shit.
Hi, Tyra,
what's
Tyra.
Going on?
Hey, how you doing, Gina? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, sweetie.
So, in case y'all don't know who I got on the radio, okay, if y'all don't know, this is my girl, Starshima, a.k.a. Tara Tara, a.k.a. Illa Minotti, a.k.a. Illa, a.k.a. Machiavellian, a.k.a.
You
bring
me out like Steve Harvey bought off Cedric Entertainer.
You know what I'm saying? She helps me on my morning show. She's always on the morning show and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? She's always bringing the news and bringing the real and this, that, and the other. You know, a lot of people miss you, Tara, on the morning show because a lot of people be thinking Tara is just radical. And I'm like, no, Tara, that's a smart motherfucker because she goes and pick up a book. She does something that society's been telling us for the longest is pick up a book. If you want to hide something, put it in a book and everything like that.
Put it in a book.
She doesn't do
put
that.
Put it in a book.
And
put
we love
book.
You. We love you to death, Starshima, you know what I'm saying? And we're getting ready to do some more things.
I didn't even know the other. I didn't know the morning show was back on. I'd be sitting around here like, dang, I'm
really.
Bored.
Well, the morning show ain't back on because I can't get my ass up
okay.
that early in the morning and shit. Fucking around with Gina and shit at night and this, that, and the other. By the time she leaves,
right.
it's morning and I'm going to bed. You know what I'm saying? It's shit. That's that pillow talk shit. You know what I'm saying? So
one of your homeboys had hit me up. I can't remember what his name was. I think his last name
yeah,
Harris. He talked to me about conspiring with him to do another show. I told him
right,
whatever he was
exactly.
ready, just hit me up.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm always
down to support somebody doing something good.
Now, from my understanding, Starshima, you're already married. How long have you been married?
I have been married I'll be married 9 years on April 13th. We got married on my oldest son's birthday.
Okay, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.
And yes, I would do it again.
Huh?
I said I would do it again, repeatedly, over and over and over.
Again? Okay,
yes.
okay. Now,
yeah.
now that you said that, it's a reason why you would do it over and over again repeatedly with that person. Explain to the people that's listening why, because it has to be a certain reason why you would do that again.
You know, everybody's in love with the word love, and, like, the word love has, like, four different meanings. I'm not even really going to go into it, but it's, like, so many varied reasons why people do things that they love. And a lot of it is just, it's not really love, it's just passion. It's something that's going to make you feel good. Well, the opposite of that is compassion, where you have a general care for this person's well-being. So the feeling I have for my husband is more than love or passion. It's compassion, means I want to see the best of his life with or without me. But with me, I'm going to try to go to my extra mile to make sure that, you know, he gets what he needs to grow. Like when we first met, he's an artist, so he was drawing killing him, though, with a regular ink pen, a big ink pen, and what he was drawing was so amazing. I was like, dude, I didn't even really know him. And I'm like, dude, I got a whole set of markers that you can have. You know, my husband, a little thug, he's like, I don't need no damn markers. You know, and it was funny, but we ended up getting together after that. But now I have a whole cabinet full of markers that while he was away, because we separated for a while because we were in conflict. We didn't know how to have compassion for each other. We knew we loved each other, but we didn't know how to have compassion. So we fell into conflict to the point where we had to separate or somebody was going to get hurt. It was a butter knife fight in the backyard every 30 minutes. You know, but now we know each other a little better.
Fight. It's because there was a butter knife fight in the backyard and all.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, that last
and you
day.
Know what? You know what? Huh? Just to add in my two cents, but Fat Man said something the other day, and it really rings true. You can love somebody, but you might not like that person.
Yeah,
and if you don't like that person, that relationship has no chance at all. You got to like that person. You got to like to want to be around that person. You got to like to hear that person fart, sneeze, puke in front of you, like that
all
person
that.
So much that you can be with that person 24/7 if you had to be. But, you know, there's so many different ways of loving people. But to be in love with somebody and like that person, that's what makes a good relationship. Yeah.
And, you know, I told the ladies on Facebook the other day, they were talking about should a person go after a single person. And, like, if a person is in a relationship, should you still go after them? And it dawned on me. I'm like, women or people will say, I won't date someone that lives with their mother or lives with their family, but then they'll date someone that lives with their wife. Now, ponder that for a minute. What kind of cool logic is that? Oh, I don't want to be with him. He live with his mama. Oh, but as soon as he get married, I'm going to be on him, girl. Oh, boo-boo, you sound dumb.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a comment I made last week. I know a couple who used to go around and around like fucking Ali and Frazier every fucking day and shit like that. The girl would come out. One day she'd have a steak. One day she'd have a filet on her eye. I was like, fuck, I just need to get a barbecue pit over here and shit like
she
that. You know what I'm saying? That man, hold on. That man was whooping her ass on the daily, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the first time he made a post on Facebook saying something to some chick, or this, that, and the other, she packed his shit and put him out.
Wow.
So,
you ain't going to be beating nobody but me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of shit is backwards. Another analogy I'm going to make real quick. Why is it that women get upset from men who are independent, who take care of himself? When I say that, I mean a man that pays his own bills, got his own place, this, that, and the other, doing what he's supposed to do. And instead, I get kicked in my ass more
because I'm an independent man
and I'm taking care of myself than I would be if I was taking care of somebody and spending all this money. I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tupac got a cousin. I ain't going to say his name, but he a good dude. His baby mama died. He's raising his son. He work. You know what I mean? He still live with his mother, but, you know, it's rough in Georgia. And, you know, people need to live together. That's the black family. But he has the hardest time finding a woman because it's like they looking at him like something's wrong with him because he's taking care of his child and he has a job. Oh, that's so terrible.
Yeah, I get looked at that way. I get looked
at that
way.
That's so terrible. You're
doing
the most wrongest thing in the world by being responsible. Where they do that at?
You know, it's funny. I just want to chime in on that one too, real quick. I was met somebody, and you know, before we even started really dating, he's like, you know, I got to tell you something, and I said, well, what's going on? He's like, well, you know, you might take it kind of wrong, or you might not, you know, like it too much, and I'm like, okay. He says, well, I live with my grandmother, and I'm like, okay. Wait a minute. He says, you know, my mom passed away. My grandmother's by herself. The house was my mother's, so I moved in with my grandmother to take care of her. He moved 500 miles away from his kids to come live with his grandmother to take care of her. And I looked at him and I said, why would you even, you
make
know,
that sound
consider
that's honorable.
That is something that is so honorable and so, I mean, I respect you so much more because you're doing this for your family. That shows the true character of a man, you know, so definitely.
It's funny. As we're talking about this, I'm picturing the movie Poetic Justice where Pac hid the baby from Janet Jackson because you look like the kind of got a baby sitting somewhere. That logic. Like, this man is taking care of his child and almost went to jail to get his baby, but he has to hide her because you got a ratchet that thinks because he has a child, it's a bad thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And another analogy, I told somebody the other day, I just thought about it, like, when I was a virgin, I used to get teased because I wasn't a dirty hoe. And then when I became a dirty hoe, I got teased for not being a virgin.
Hmm.
what planet is this shit coming from?
Well, you know, you got to understand. We men, we come up with these analogies and we come up with our own logic, okay? And in process of meeting a Illuminati or a G spot, women that are educated and women that have intelligence, women that can hold an intellectual conversation. For some of us, some men, we can't. We want to get on that level, but we can't get on that level because
there's a lot of men that are intimidated.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, of course. A lot of men are intimidated by a smart, educated woman, no matter what color she is. Trust me. I know. You know what I'm saying? I congratulated and this, that, the other. But the one thing, and I'm going to let y'all know, what the one thing that fucks up a man moving forward, letting himself grow and open up to new things and to be intellectual and everything like that, and it's nothing against them. Love them to death because I got one and this, that, and the other, and I love her to death. She's my best friend, all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? But we men get stuck on that baby mama pussy.
Yeah, because it'd be easy. Don't nobody want to work hard.
Oh, bro.
You got the fat man up in here. We going hard, y'all.
Scream.
Baby mama push. Know how to fucking push. Stay trying, nigga. But you got some good push. Not like that baby mama push. Always drama push. I ain't cool sometimes. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push. Baby mama push.
Cause I don't like to kick it.
When a nigga beat him right, that was my whole camp feeling. When their feelings get involved, that's when I say with this. I love getting money. Only thing about me consistent. I love money more. But I still fuck the bitches. I'm always in the street. But I never fuck the snitches. I'm always in the kitchen. But I never do the dishes. I ain't with the baby mama drama. Never had that before. Just pay up for a couple long, but never learn a hoe. My check right in my cash up, so I don't have no issues. That baby mama puss it all. Have a nigga trying to kill you.
Nothing like that baby mama puss. Know how to fucking puss. Stay trying, nigga, ain't it? But you got some good puss. Nothing like that baby mama puss. Always drama puss.
You got the fat man up in here. That's what I'm talking about. That baby mama, that baby mama, that baby mama pussy gets you in trouble all the time. That baby mama, baby mama pussy gets you in trouble all the damn time. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Now, here's a twist. You know what I'm saying? It seems like when you and the baby mama break up and everything like that, sometimes it feels like that's all that's left, and you'd be kind of wanting, you know, you'd be kind of wanting more. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that to expound on the question, it's like, you know, why did I get married? Why did I get married? Because I felt that I was ready to get married. I felt that I was ready for a family, for a wife. I was ready to be a husband. I was ready to be a dad. I was ready to be a homeowner and things like that. You know, all this shit that you see me, Gina, and shit out doing to these parties and hosting these parties and making appearances, 99% of the time, sometimes we don't even want to be bothered with these people. You know what I'm saying? At least that's my analogy. That's my analogy and shit like that there. But we get out and we get out in our community because we have to get out and interact in our community, because if not, some asshole is going to come in our community and say something to one of you women or to one of you men and things like that. And words hurt people. Watch what you say to people. Watch what you post on Facebook on somebody's picture. Watch what you post or put in someone's inbox. Words can hurt. Words can hurt more than hitting you with my fist. You can recover after me hitting you with my fist, but you can't recover from me hurting your feelings by what I said.
That's right.
And that especially goes, that especially goes for married couples. I remember when I was married, we would say shit to hurt each other because we're mad in that moment.
Right. And that's funny, because I just had this discussion with somebody. I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday. One of my exes, I won't say specifically which one, but it got to the point where it got so bad, the disrespectfulness just got so bad that he actually turned around and said, "I hope you die." And then in another text, he says, "Die, bitch, die." I was like, wow. And I mean, I've heard some shit. And I was like, when he said that, I was, at that moment, it's like somebody just pulled my heart out and threw it in the garbage can. Because when you say words like that, you can never take them back. Never. You know, you might be able to forgive somebody for saying something so stupid, but you can never forget what they said. So I really, really try to always watch my tongue, especially in a relationship, especially with somebody, a loved one, to never say anything that could hurt them so profoundly that they would carry that for the rest of their lives. So, yeah, words can hurt. Words can kill. I mean, look at some of these kids that are committing suicide because they're being bullied, you know, by words.
Because they're being bullied. things like that. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl Hope Spin, who's taking over the Bully Busters event and tour and things like that there. Hopefully I can get with her. She was asking me to do some hosting. We, Fat Man Gene and Fat Man G-Spot, we do a lot of things in our community. We're about to start doing a lot of things that's going to start including our kids, because our kids are our future. This is one of the things that sometimes make a marriage work. This is one of the things that sometimes can hold a marriage together. But sometimes we got to be realistic. We can't let kids keep you with someone that you're not happy with. Because if you're not happy with that someone, you're going to wind up disliking that someone. You're going to wind up hating that someone. You know what I'm saying? It's 5:53 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Big shout out to, if I'm not mistaken, Gerald and Mandy out in Colorado Springs.
Daryl and Mandy in Colorado Springs.
Okay, well, I thought you fucked up by spelling his name, all right? So, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to my man, Daryl. Daryl and Mandy, listening in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Big shout-out to y'all, because I know it's cold and a motherfucker out there. But then again, I want to move where y'all is, because y'all just legalized weed, so... Smoke one for your boy.
It's on its way to Vegas now, so what you talking about?
You know? So put one in the air. Put one in the air for your boy and this, that, and the other. We're going to go to another call. We got another caller in here. Area code 702-188. No, I fucked that up. They heard me saying the number and they hung up. You scary ass. Don't hang up the phone just because you hear me saying your number and we about to go to your call. If y'all just want to call and listen to me and Gina breathe on the phone and this, that, and the other, then that's fine. Okay. They pop back up. Area code 702-1822. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man and G-Spot Gina. You got Pillow Talk Radio. Who is this?
This Mandy from Colorado.
Oh, Suki. We didn't talk your ass up. No, I don't know your voice. Hell, I just met you 5 minutes ago. No, I don't know your voice.
I'm hanging out with my
sweetie?
Boy, D.
Hey, D. So what you guys doing in Colorado Springs, Colorado? Keeping warm, I hope?
Yeah, we keep it warm. We got to heat it up in here.
Did you have a specific question for us? I think they're smoking that funny stuff.
Yeah, I think
we put
y'all back on hold and let y'all finish that shit and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying?
You got to push that manage.
You got your boy Fat Man G-Spot Gina up in here and this, that, and the other. Y'all, we about to pay some bills, and we'll be right back with our question of the day. Why did I get married, and would you do that shit again? I don't know. We going to find out. You know what I'm saying? You got the Fat Man up in here. This is Pillow Talk Radio, live from Las Vegas.
Can I save you from you? Cause you know there's something missing in the champagne you've been sipping. Not supposed to make you different all the time. It's starting to feel like the wrong thing to do, girl. Recognition, it gets hard for you to listen to the things that I'ma say to make you mine. But live, girl, have some fun, girl, we'll be fine. Trying to convince myself I found one, making the mistake I never learned from. I swear I tell me why I
Shoulder barely sober, telling me how you moving away and starting over. Girl, quit playing, you just drunk, you just saying shit. And oh, you dance like how, like ballet and shit. Oh, wait, no, I get it, girl, I'm with it. I've been down this road before, and yeah, I skid it, but forget it, damn. I wonder why I never learned my lesson. It's feeling like it's second chance, and it's the first impression. And I heard there's nothing new except for someone new. But how you supposed to find the one with anyone who come with you? Talking to myself, but I never listen. Cause man, it's been a while, and I swear that this one's different. That's why I'ma take you anywhere you wanna go. Let you meet my friends so they can lecture me again about how reckless I have been. And I'm slowly running out of all the time that I invested, making all the same mistakes, and I'm just trying to correct it, and I fall.
That's Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. That was my man, Jamie Foxx, and I always fall for your type. Have you ever fell for a certain type? You ever fell for a certain type of man or fell for a certain type of woman? These days, you have to look for a certain type of man or a certain type of woman. If I'm not mistaken, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl Lisa, Miss Beauty Plus, and her hubby DJ Remix. They listening to us right now, you know what I'm saying, live in Las Vegas, you know what I mean? So y'all make sure y'all keep an eye out on them. They got a lot of things going on and stuff like that there. I know I'm getting old because I didn't got these numbers mixed up, but I'm trying to find out where my co-host is. And everything like that. Hold on. Is it? Hello? Gina?
Nah.
Gina? It's you? Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Oh, hey, is this Gina?
No. This is still Mandy from the Springs. I was on hold.
Okay. All right. Going back on hold. Hold on. Going back on hold. Hello,
hey,
Gina.
It's me. Here, it's
these
spots. I'm right here.
Okay, listen. I'm going to click in your people from Colorado Springs for this and the other because I clicked the wrong damn button and this and the other.
Yeah,
okay.
they be smoking that funny stuff. That's what they be doing over there. You just hit a question right now, you know, what type of man or woman you fall for, and you know, it rings so true that, you know, some of us women, we fall for the wrong man because of, you know, the eye candy effect, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So yeah, you know, we fall for the bad boy, you know.
Right.
And unfortunately,
right.
I've had that happen. I fall for the wrong guy because I like the bad boy.
He likes
but,
the bad boy. Okay.
You know, yeah, you know, but you know, now that I'm older, you know, I look more into them. You know, I look past the exterior and look more for, you know, key things that. You know, are going to be attractive to me.
Okay. Well, we have Mandy on the phone. Mandy, why did you get married?
I'm telling you, Mandy and Daryl have been smoking that funny stuff.
Okay. Well, we need one of them to answer one of the questions, and this and the other.
Daryl, that was Daryl. Daryl, why did you get married?
Why? You know, honestly, it was just about that time.
Okay.
Now Daryl, you've been married a long time.
I've been married 20 years.
In those 20 years, can you tell me that you like your wife?
You know what? I do.
Okay.
What makes you rough sometimes? Right. Well, all marriages are rough. All marriages have their times, you know, when they hit rough patches. But what about her do you like? You know, what stands out that you can say, you know, I like my wife because of this?
You know, the number one thing I say I like my wife, she always held it down. No matter what, all the stupid stuff that I've done, she always held me down with that. She never abandoned me, none of that.
Okay.
She did
wonderful. Because there aren't a lot of women that's going to hold the man down through the rough times. When I say rough times, I'm not talking about rough times of us arguing and things like that. I'm talking about rough times when I've lost my job, rough times when I've got laid off and you had to take over the bills and things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Rough times when I didn't had to take a cut in pay because of the hours and stuff like that, and she has to pick up the slack. And usually your partner, your ride or die chick, will pick up that slack with no fuss, no muss, no nothing. It's like, don't worry about it, baby. I got you. We're going to do this and this, that, and the other, because she don't want to see you worry.
That's right. That's right. And that comes back to the whole thing about mutual respect and being equal. You know, there was times in my past relationships where, you know, one of my exes was either out of a job or sick in the hospital. I mean, one of my exes was in the hospital for almost a month. And I was barely working, if working at all. I can't even remember now. But, you know, it's when those hard times come along. You know, if they're going to be there for you, whether they go to jail, prison, hospital, they're sick, whatever the case may be, can you really turn around and look at your partner and say, I know for sure that person's going to be there for me, you know, when those rough times come about? Because in every relationship, those rough times will come about. So when you're considering getting married, that's what you need to think about. That right there is what you need to think about. Will that person back my shit up? You know, in a jam, you know, if I lost my job, is that person going to pick up the slack until I get back on my feet? If I'm depressed and I go through my, a spell where I can't function, is that person going to love me and stand by me? So, you know, a lot of these young people that are getting married, they don't ask those questions. They don't sit down and write down the pros and cons of the person
don't.
That they're getting involved it with, you know. So, and that's,
no,
and that's a big thing when you're considering somebody that,
and
you know, you might marry.
You're right. You're definitely right, Gina. And people need to people think that it's corny to sit down with your mate, with your wife, significant other, fiance, and write those pros and cons down about each other. This is called home therapy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to get out and go find your therapist and this, that, and the other. Sometimes we as men have to be adult enough to go, look here, baby, you know what I want you to do? I want you to take a piece of paper. I want you to write down all my good faults, and I want you to write down all my bad faults. This is not trying to nitpick or want to point the finger. This is trying to keep longevity in our relationship. If we're going to grow old together, I want to sit on the porch with the rocking chair with you and sit back and reminisce and this, that, and the other. I don't want to sit on the porch with the rocking chair with you and talk about the regrets that I had because you wouldn't let me go pursue this or you put this in my obstacle or this, that, and the other. We must learn how to support each other.
Right.
Man and woman, woman and man, if your woman want to be a fucking brain surgeon, support her. If your man wants to be a banjo player out there in Nashville, support him. Because the little shit that may not mean shit to you means major to somebody else.
Right. And it's so true. And it's so true because, you know, there was points in my life as well that, you know, I was the sole provider and we had a financial, you know, bad patch. And he wasn't working at all. And I had to pick up the slack. And you know what? I did it, you know, from the heart, and I didn't really stress out about it. And sure enough, you know, within a few months, he was working again and picked up the slack and whatnot, you know, whatever needed to be taken care of. But, you know, if you really honestly love that person and want to be there for that person, you will pick up that slack, you know, because God forbid something happens to you, you know you can turn to that person, and that person's going to back you up. But, you know, unfortunately, not everybody thinks that way.
unfortunately. Listen, you are listening to the Pillow Talk Radio Show coming to you live and direct. You got Fat Man and G-Spot Gina definitely on the line. I see a lot of numbers. Gina, we are getting a hell of a response. This is our second week, our second episode, and this, that, and the other. If you guys missed the last episode, trust me, we repost them in the Pillow Talk Radio on the Pillow Talk Radio Facebook page, so that way you can go and listen to any show that me and Gina has done previously, which last week our topic was, when did you realize your self-worth? I know it's a lot of people out there that wanted to comment on that topic. If you want to comment on that topic from last week, hit us up right now, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. When you get inside the queue, press the number one button, and it will let me know that you want to talk on Pillow Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, with Fat Man and G-Spot Gina, you know what I'm saying? But like we've been telling everybody, you know what I'm saying, we got to communicate. We got to support one another.
Yeah.
Even in a marriage, even more. Because when you come into marriages, a lot of marriages, we still deal with a lot of insecurities. We still deal with a lot of doubts. We still deal with a lot of, I don't know, what if.
Right.
And a lot of times you can't come into a marriage like that. You have to come into a marriage or come into a relationship. These days in 2014, you have to come into a relationship with an open mind.
Right, and that's another thing. Sometimes we overanalyze the other person so much that we end the relationship before it can even go there because we've already analyzed them from one point to the other.
Gina, you gotta hold that thought. You didn't open up a whole other door to this conversation. You are definitely right, G-Spot. Sometimes we overanalyze the person before we even sit down and talk to them. Second of all, I know me and you have talked about this. We give a person a high expectation when we get in these relationships or when we start dealing with people and things like that. We give that person that high expectation that, oh, he ain't going to be like the next one. This is going to be different. This might be different. I'm looking blind, you know, and this day the other. Me and Gina were talking about that the other day. All we can do is think about back in the day and sit back and listen and watch.
Right. And I told you a big difference to me is, you know, when a man talks to me, you know, and tells me exactly what he wants and what he's thinking and what he feels when he's talking to me, not just using words and not just talking, but when he's talking to me, that's the big difference. That's the big difference
right
there.
That's the big difference. So, fellas, sometimes and you hear me and Gina talk about being old school and everything like that. So sometimes in the day, man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, 6:17 p.m. out here in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Today's topic was, why did I get married and would I do it again? But we didn't talk, you know, and everybody didn't spoke on it and this, that, and the other. Big shout out to Tara. Tara, she said she got to get up out of here and everything, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So we do it the damn thing and everything. But let's really keep it 600, okay? Let's really keep it 600. When it comes down to this marriage, you can keep my attention by the conversation. You can keep my attention by paying all the bills. You can keep my attention by keeping the house clean. Let's keep it 600, ladies. That's what the fuck you're supposed to do. Just like a man supposed to fucking go to work. A man supposed to fucking go to work, pay bills, this, that, and the other, and do what he's supposed to do as a man in the household. But let's really break it all the way down. If the dick ain't good, you ain't going to stick around too long, especially if you can't twerk the dick and make the dick do what it wants to, you know, like jump through the fiery hoop and shit like that there. And, you know, how some dicks can't even find the hole. It's like, damn, where is it? And you're like, no, that's not it. You know what I'm saying? Then you hear you make a sound like, ooh, hell no, that damn show ain't it. That means we didn't hit the asshole, shit like that there. So my thing is this. You have to be, and this is true, and I've heard this said before, you have to be that lady out in the street and that hoe in
and
the
a
bedroom
freak in the
for
sheet.
Your man. You know what I'm saying? Because
and a freak
check this
in the
out. You, that's right, and you're right, Gina, because check this out. The shit that you won't do in the bedroom, that freaky shit, is somebody out there that will do it. And
oh, yeah.
And you'll find that motherfucker.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's funny because I've, you know, listening to girlfriend conversation or just other women, you know, they get tired of the same old shit with their husbands or their significant others. And my thing is, what the fuck are you doing to change it? What
right.
are you doing to satisfy your man or pique his interest or keep him excited or keep him entertained?
Thank you.
Especially like football season, perfect example, perfect example. Football season. Man wants to sit there, enjoy some snacks, watch his games. Well, guess what? There ain't no problem handing him a sandwich in one hand, giving him a drink in the other, and blowing his fucking brains.
Get on your knees
and suck some dick and keep him entertained. Keep him interested. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm sorry. I don't see any excuses out there that are so good that you can't keep your man's interest, you know, where it needs to be.
I hear you. I've been told in some points that I have too high of a sex drive. I've been told at some points that I've been told some weird shit because of my sex drive. And it's like this, ladies. Yes. Check this out. This is a compliment, and I asked Gina this. If you got a man that looks forward to you coming home, been waiting for you, anticipating you, y'all been sending text messages, all of that, this, that, and the other, and the kisses and all of that through text messages, talking through the day and everything, that is a form of foreplay, whether if you
right.
know it or not. That's like the
right.
old saying, chivalry is dead. No, chivalry is dead. It's just some of you hoes is misled. That's what the fuck is going on and shit like that there. So my thing is this. Have foreplay with your man because just like a woman tells us, you women tell us, I'm not a light switch. You just can't turn me off and on. Same thing.
Right.
My dick don't get hard on command or by the snap of a finger. A man has to be rubbed, caressed, loved, kissed, turned on
right.
just like a woman does. And I honestly feel these 2014 models, and that's what I call them, they like Kirby vacuums and shit. You 2014 models don't do that shit.
Exactly.
And you wonder why the man, you wonder why your man come in and turn over and go to sleep at night and this, that, and the other when he used to come in and turn your ass over and bust that ass at night.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. You're so right.
You have
You're
to figure
so right.
out what's going on in your household. I mean, am I right or wrong, Gina? I want to be wrong.
No, you're right. You're right. You know, there's nothing wrong you know, a lot of women complain, oh, he just wants to go out and get some pussy. He just, you know, I can't keep him at home. He's out doing this. Well, no, bitch, you're doing something wrong. If your man is out fucking around, it's because you're lacking something. At 90% of the time, I won't say all the time, but I'm going to say 90% of the time, it's because there's something lacking in the relationship. Now, I'm not saying that you got to be in your fishnet and your high heels and an apron all 24/7 to keep your man interested. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, 10 years into it, you know, meeting your man at a bar and little role play and go fucking his brains out in the car in the parking lot. You know what I mean?
Right.
Keep him interested. Put a little note in his pocket. When he gets
to
it, says, it opens that note up and it says, baby, I'll be waiting for you with some fishnets on when you get home, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Please, I don't care if you're pregnant, you're sick, there's, you know, some type of illness that you're going through at the moment, you're on your period, whatever the case may be, you can't have intercourse with your man. There's always other things you can do to keep your
man interested.
There's always
other ways.
And interesting. There's just no excuse. And you and I had this conversation, too. We're very – I'm just like you. I have a very high sex drive, very high.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've had that issue in the past where it's like, you know, I've had to handle my own business because it's not getting handled, you know, but I won't step out of the relationship. But it's still, you know, it's difficult. It, you know, when
well,
you got to
I mean,
be, you know – handling your shit, well, you know, all the time because you ain't getting shit at home. It's like, son of a bitch, what the fuck?
I mean, you know, I mean, and I feel you on that. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, I feel you. And I think it's sad when I think it's sad, and then again, I think it's sexy and a turn on when women do have to handle themselves and satisfy themselves and this and the other. That goes the same thing for men. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. You know, it's men that keep Vaseline around the bed and shit like that there and stuff like that. A man likes to roll over on his woman 4:30, 3:30 in the morning, whether if you sleep, it wake you up out of your sleep, not necessarily sticking you with some dick. I like to eat pussy. I would like to wake up and pull something in the morning and turn over and eat your pussy and wake you up. And this, that, and the other. But I don't want you to clamp your legs on my head like a fucking vice grip and shit like that and pop my eardrums and all that shit.
Right,
now we fighting. We fighting and all of that, all because I wanted to eat some pussy. I don't understand that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, ladies. I can understand, ladies, you are working. You are working women. You are out in the working force and this, that, and the other. This is what I want to tell to a lot of women that's out there. Look here, ladies. You would feel a lot better and a lot, and you would feel more sexually aroused if you would come home from work or if you get up in the morning, take your vitamins and your medicine like you're supposed to so your body don't hurt, so you can have time for your man when you walk through that fucking door. Because my thing is this, you can keep hollering that, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. After a while, he's going to get tired.
Mm-hmm. Or she's
he's
going
to get
tired. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying and everything.
Right.
But, you know, so my thing is this, you know what I mean, ladies? This is what I'll be talking about. Cardio, cardio, cardio. If you want to get your heart pumping early in the morning, if you want to get your metabolism up early in the morning and things like that, you know what I'm saying? Turn over and ask your man to come off of that good dick.
Pushing
division,
baby.
Dunk
time.
We doing it like this, y'all. Let's go. One time.
I got that good dick, girl. I already know that I'm shit, girl. And if I fuck with you, then you shit, too. Girl, stop playing with that shit, dude. Dollar sign pushing the label, baby. The whole team been getting paper, baby. Presidential rollies and them red bottoms. Anything decent, bitch, you know I got it. You know I got it where the ladies at. Got some good pussy, baby. Say yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah. If it tastes like water, let me hear you holler. In the club with the homies popping all
now
the
we
bottles.
Going to the bar. Girl, you fucking with a star. I like the way you wearing that skirt. Gon' let a nigga go to work. Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me, get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick.
That good.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around.
And I put give it to you good, good. I'ma do it like you should,
like you should.
Say that pussy death bro, call me Chug. Run it then beat it up,
beat it up.
You feel it in your stomach then eat it up,
eat it up.
And it ain't no keeping up.
Why?
She ain't hitting her notes, I ain't deep enough.
Ha.
I go deeper,
deeper.
$1 million man, it's the sleeper,
sleeper.
$1 million dream, you, me, and my Mercedes, girl. So when I scoop you, baby girl,
we ain't going to the bar.
Nah,
girl, you fucking with a star.
Nah.
I like the way you wearing that skirt.
That skirt.
Gon' let a nigga go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick.
That good.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around.
Hey, we could get it in the booth
right here.
Hey, or we could take it to the coupe.
To the coupe.
We could do it on the five or the deuce. When I'm in it, had little mama screaming out woo. We could get it in the pool
right here.
Or we could take it to the coupe.
To the coupe.
We could do it on the five or the deuce. Go to war on that pussy. Better call it truce. That's the truth. Truthfully, you never had better. S-E-X is why disease like the last
why
letter. Then I mash like potatoes. I'm a casket.
Get it.
Baby glass never left.
And we ain't going to the bar. Girl, you fucking with a star. I like the way you wearing that skirt. Gon' let a nigga go to work. Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around.
You got the same man up in here. My girl, G-Spot Gina. Car Pillow Talk Radio Show, yo. Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all ladies know about that good dick. If you don't, then you need to get up in the morning and get some, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So, ladies, please don't shy away, run away from a man that has a high sex drive. And please don't shy away and run away from your man that is excited to be with you. Because if he's excited to be with you, you can ruin that excitement by a facial expression, a fucked up word, saying something crazy or this, that, and the other. We understand that you're tired and you're coming home from work, but we've been looking to spend time with you. We've been looking to give you that good dick when you come home. You know, nigga like, person like me, you know, I like to run bath water. I like to cook. You know, I rub feet. You know what I'm saying? I suck toes. All of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what women like. Women like to be turned on. Women, stop thinking that you're the only ones that get turned on. A man eating your pussy will turn him on. A man sucking on your toes will turn him on. A man smacking you on your ass, pulling your hair, will turn him on. So let's, in 2014, let's focus on the both of us. Because for so many years, it's been about the woman getting hers. Everybody want to see that smile on a woman's face. Everybody want to see her leg shake at the end of the night and this, that, and the other, and make a motherfucker go, yeah, I put that shit down. Okay, then, that's cool. If a man is confident about what he's doing, I'm going to do that shit every time you get with me. Now, let's flip the script. I want you to make me tired to where I tap out. Okay? I want to tap out. I ain't tapped out yet. I ain't met nobody that's going to make me tap out yet. Okay? So I want to tap out. You know what I'm saying? I want to be the one that wake up and stand up and give you a standing ovation and applause and shit like that there and everything like that. I want to be the one that send flowers in the morning just because. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of think people forget, you know, we as men have already forgotten about how to please and pleasure a woman because we're getting to the point, and this goes back to the horror, the dating horror stories. We're getting to the point to where There is no touch. There is no caress. There is no cuddling. There is no kissing you on your neck and this, that, and the other, turning you on. There is no grabbing you by the hand anymore, stroking your body while you're laying there and things like that. Men come in, open up your legs, this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to tap this dickhead on your pussy and we're going to fuck. That's not it, fellas.
Right.
It's not it.
You know, and, it's you, so, and it, you touched on it. You touched on it so much because, like, for me personally, kissing, just that sensual kissing is such a turn on, you know, and you know, it's so funny because just getting a man riled up, just kissing him and caressing him, that foreplay, doing that to him, can you imagine how much better your orgasm is going to be if your man is so hot damn bothered he's just going crazy? I mean, it's amazing. A lot of women don't know how to cater to a man and turn him on and do that, you know, all that stuff for him. He needs that. He needs to feel loved and caressed and made the center of attention. And there's a lot of women that don't. It's all about getting theirs, and it's sad.
Right.
It's so sad.
You know, I mean, you know, I like to get kissed on the neck, on the back, all of that, rubbed. You know, shit, I mean, the same things that I do to you, you know, I like to be done too. Ladies, stop thinking that we men are so macho. And there's probably some assholes out there that can fuck it up for good fellas that want to caress and make love to your woman. Look, women, don't be afraid. I'm too heavy. If I lay on you, I might hurt you. Stop going through this dumb shit and this, that, and the other, and sit on that dick or lay on that dick, whatever you want to do and this, that, and the other. Because, your man, and fellas, if you out there saying stupid shit to your woman during that process, then no better for your ass that you're not getting anything. You have to watch what you say to a woman during sexual intercourse, foreplay, anything in life every day. Because sorry, I'm sorry, baby, just don't cut it no more these days.
Mm-mm. No, you're right.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Just don't cut it no more these days, fellas. Be in tune with your woman. I got an analogy that I gave to Gina one day. I said, the women that I'm with, I like to inhale them. And she went, what the fuck do you mean by that? What I mean by that, just like big shout out to my people out there in Colorado that's blowing trees and shit like that there. When you smoke or when you smoke a cigarette, you inhale that smoke. Treat your woman like that cigarette and inhale her. That's why you go
or
down and eat her pussy.
Or your man.
That's why you that's why you kiss her. You lick her all over. Yeah, you taste her pussy. Yeah, and when you eating pussy, you're going to slip up on some ass. So for all you fellas out there that's like, nah, I don't eat ass. Bullshit, because when you're eating some pussy, you're going to slip up on some ass every once in a while and this, that, and the other. Let's keep it 600. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, fellas? So learn how to inhale your woman. Learn how to taste your woman. Don't necessarily mean eating her coochie. You could taste her woman by sucking each one of her fingers.
Mm-hmm.
You can taste your woman by sucking each one of her nipples. However, it's called foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that we men are supposed to be, and some of us are so creative, that we can make a woman come? Look here, I know my self-worth. I can make a woman come by the sound of my voice and by the touch of my hand. Okay. Now
I got you
that's
top.
Gonna be.
I got you top, Tommy. I got you top. I made a man
you know
come
what
in his pants across the room. I didn't even touch him.
Exactly. And he didn't came, or he didn't got his dick hard, or whatever. And you ain't even done nothing. That's across the room shit.
That's
what we were talking about. That's what we talk about, ladies and gentlemen. The mind fuck.
That's right.
If you can mind fuck your partner. Your partner done already came, or she done already had an orgasm before you even get to the house.
Mm-hmm.
She ready.
Yeah.
Or he ready. You know what I'm saying? So communication. Words go a long way. Actions say a lot. Eye contact says a lot. Start getting into your women, fellas. Start paying attention, fellas, from the top of her hair follicles to the bottom of her feet, of her manicured feet. And if you really want to take it to that next level, fellas, do something that I like to do. Manicure your woman's feet and see how she fucking reacts.
Paula chimed in and says, I need to sit on somebody's face. Paula, you dirty.
Yeah, Paula, look here, Paula, I create nothing but stalkers, girl. You sit on my face, you'll never leave. You'll never leave. As long as I got a face, sweetie, you got a place to sit. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man and G-Spot Gina up in here. You know what I'm saying? This is the Pillow Talk Radio Show. And I guess we got a lot of people out there that's chiming in the G-Spot, and I guess we got them kind of anxious. If you that anxious, hit us up, 347-884-8810, and talk to us, because I'm trying to hit that G-spot.
Thank you.
Batman up in here and G-Spot Gina and his Pillow Talk Radio and everything, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I am so anxious. Yeah, Gina, you could tell Paula and Roxanne, they don't want it. They don't want it. I hit them from the back and they'll go blind in one eye. I'm telling you, they don't want that. They don't want this. They can't handle that. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
You know, they can't handle that. You know, they can't handle that. They can't handle that. You know what I'm saying? They ain't never been in a pretzel. You know what I'm saying? I get their ass in a pretzel. I get your ass in a pretzel, a full Nelson. All of that shit, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? You be talking about, oh damn, this motherfucker's crazy and shit. Yeah. And big shout out to my man, Little Jamaica. Yeah, player. Yeah, she needs to sit on your face too. And this, that, and the other. It's a widespread. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you the widespread. The widespread, brother. Trust me, I would love to be there to watch her squat and sit on your face and this, that, and the other, because it's going to be like click, 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 click. Ooh, yeah, ooh, click. Ooh, wow, I need a new flash. Click. And everything like that. So we don't want to get this started. But one thing that I do want to put out there.
Wait a minute. Paula says she want to go blind. She says instead of showing me the money, show me some dick.
Oh, shit. Look at this. Girl, look here. Tell her I pull my shit out, we'll have a power outage. And it said the other shit. Everything gonna go dark. And everything like that. This is one thing I want to put out here, and I want to put it out here, and I want everybody to hear this shit, especially you women. Look here. When it comes to a plus-size woman, a BBW woman, whether she's thick in the hips, cute in the face, thick in the waist, you know what I'm saying? And in every other place, you know what I mean? We go for what we know, and we accept you for who you are, and we love you for who you are, and this, that, and the other. Now, for all you women out there that's doubting us big fellas because the last big motherfucker you was with wasn't handling his business, everybody ain't cut like that, boo-boo. So Watch what you say. Watch what you get into. And it's that and the other. Because trust me,
you know,
I know actions speak louder than words. It's that and the other. I will run you the fuck up out of here. And you'll be running to tell Gina, this motherfucker's crazy.
But you know what? That whole misconception of size, it does not matter. I don't care what people say. You know, it's nice to have a big dick. It's nice. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No.
Because you women complain. Women complain about a man. And it's even part of your name. It's women complaining that a man is not getting the G-spot.
No, because for me personally, it's not. I so disagree. I mean, I don't care if he's got a pinky dick. As long as he can eat some pussy, we're good. But,
That's cool. But after a while, a woman going to get tired of a man eating some pussy because she's going to say, I want some dick. And you don't want him, you don't want him smearing his dick around you. You want him to stick his dick in you, not poke you. Not paper cut you and shit. This, that, the other.
You're not right, Pat, man.
Come on. That's just like a woman giving a man head. That's cool. You can suck my dick. Okay, that's cool. That's fine. But I need to stick this motherfucker in a warm spot. And if your mouth ain't warm enough, and you ain't got the molars and shit and your wisdom teeth taken out yet, then that's kind of fucked up. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So,
and a tonsillectomy on purpose.
Yeah. You know?
That's
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's like this. It's all good, sweetie. My thing is this. When you come over here fucking with me, make sure you bring an epidural, because when I run up and I turn your ass over and go up through the back, we're going to have to numb that shit up. gonna have to dumb that shit up. You are fucking with the wrong one. I am. Look here, I'm the motherfucker your mama told you about. This, that, the other. Okay. But right now we gonna get into the shout out. Go ahead, Gina. Do your damn thing,
Gina.
You got some shout outs.
She's defending you. Paula is defending. She's like, I agree with that, man. I need a big dick. but yeah, I wanted to shout out to Marcus Pittman of the Arizona Rattlers. Last weekend, he won his game. He's number 70 defensive line, and I just wanted to shout him out because last time I didn't shout him out, he got a little butt hurt with me, and I'm sorry. I apologize,
okay.
Boo-boo.
Okay,
but congratulations on your win, and I'm thank you for listening.
Exactly.
I also wanted to shout out to Darnell Smith. He's over at Las Vegas. Las Vegas Rock Station.
Okay.
He's been listening to us, so I just wanted to, give him his shout-out, too. And then, of course, Little Jamaica. Yeah, Little Jamaica. I'll be coming over just a little while. Come sit on that face.
You and Little Jamaica, y'all getting on my nerves with this shit, this and the other. Y'all get a room. Get a room. Something like that, you know? Big shout out to Little Jamaica and this, that, the other. Last time we was talking to him, his ass was driving to Arizona and he back already. So look here. Either two things. Either he got a gold tip on his dick or Gina's pussy spits out gold doubloons or some shit like that. And this said the other gold removal. Or euros. Gina, does your pussy spit out euros and shit like that? Is that okay?
You are too much. Motherfucker
back. He like, fuck Arizona. I'm going back to fucking Las Vegas and shit like that there. And everything. Hell, I hit the jackpot fucking around up there. This shit. So big shout out to my man, Little Jamaica, and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know, and don't let the word little fool y'all and shit, you know, don't think this nigga got to stand up on stair steps and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, so my man handling his business. I got a few shout outs. Big shout out to all the big fellas that got big dicks. I guess that's me. Shout out to myself and shit like that there, you know what I'm saying, for the big fellas who pack it, who putting it down. I wear a shirt. I wear this shirt, and I wear it every day, and I'm going to get me another one. It says, Big Boys Beat It Up Better. Do you know how many comments
that's
I did on that shirt? How many women walk up to me and go, oh, really? And I look at them and go, you're damn right. I sounded like Isaac Hayes and shit. Damn right, baby. You know?
I guess you haven't seen my shirt. My shirt says, call me in the front, and then on the back it says, plump and juicy, and has arrows pointing down to my ass.
Oh, shit. That's like, girl, you sound like a Wendy's hamburger and shit.
Plump and juicy.
You know what I'm saying? I got another shout-out. Big shout-out to all the big girls that ride dick with their shirt on and shit like that there. It's cool, boo-boo. Take your shirt off. We want to see those titties. We want to see those rolls. You know what I'm saying? Don't hide behind the shirt or that big-ass moo-moo that you wear and shit like that. It takes us 40 years to lift up just to get to that ass. Take that shit off and everything. Walking around the house with that shit on and everything. I'm trying to get to that ass. I got to pull up all of this shit all up around your neck. You tell them, lay out on your back. Now it's all twisted up. And now you got, look, that takes away from the filler that fucks up time and all of that shit. Big girls, if the man is with you and this, that, and the other, he loves your curves, take your clothes off. Okay?
Hey, fucking turn the lights off.
You know
on,
what
shit.
I'm saying? You know, stop riding dick with your T-shirt on and shit like that there, because I'm going to rip the motherfucker off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you really want to try some hot shit? Go over to your man house one day, find the most raggediest, well, not the raggediest shit, but find some shit that you're really not going to miss, that T-shirt and that bra panty set and this, that, and the other. Show up at your man's door. Let him know that you got that shit on and tell that motherfucker you want him to rip that shit off you. You talk about a man's dick getting instantly hard? Do some shit like that. Ladies, it's about spontaneity. Be spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
You want us men to be spontaneous. We need the same thing. Sometimes we men need to be shown how to be spontaneous. Because you never know.
Exactly.
Last time, we might have tried it, and the chick didn't like it, and she shot us down. Think about it.
Think about it.
You got the Fat Man, the G-Spot up in here. We appreciate y'all for logging on again. We had another great show. Big shout out to everybody that was listening. Gina, the phone lines, the phone boards was just lit up. The only reason why I don't go to these calls is because I feel that you guys are listening to these calls. Hold on. We got one call right here we're going to go to. 480 number. I know who number this is. Who is this little Jamaica?
And you know this, man. What's going down?
What's going on, player?
Holding on like a hubcap in the fast lane.
What's going on, player? I heard you just changed area codes, my brother.
I change them up like fitted caps, baby.
Oh, my God.
He drove home just enough to go grab some drawers and shit and turn around and come back and this, that, and the other. You know.
You know it.
And that cologne, man. Man, look here. I'm glad you out here, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it in. You know what I'm saying? You know, look, congratulations. You and Gina do the damn thing. I know y'all been friends for a long time. All of that good shit like that there. I may be saying too fucking much. It's time to get the fuck off the radio and everything. But big shout out to my man, Little Jamaica, who's back in Vegas doing his damn thing. We're going to make sure that we get him on the show, get some of his music, all of that good stuff and everything, and keep it pushing. It is 6:54 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We appreciate y'all.
One more shout out.
Say what? Go ahead.
I said one more shout out. Teardrop and New Guy Tone from Worldwide Underground. I love you guys. You guys are awesome. You guys are supportive. And to all my LVPPWs, I love you all.
Right.
And thank you for all the support. I really do.
Right, right. Yeah, big shout out to all the LVPPWs. You know, like you said, New Guy Tone, all the artists, you know what I'm saying? All my BBW, Stick Nation, you know what I'm saying? The BHM, all my BHMs out there, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to y'all. Much love, you know what I mean? Y'all make sure y'all meet us back here next Sunday, same place, same time, same station, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to be talking different shit, you know what I mean? So for Fat Man and G-Spot Gina, y'all, we're going to check y'all next week. I'll be posting the replay in about another 10 minutes. And make sure you be sweet to your lady, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
this is your boy, Fat Man, G-Spot. We out of here, y'all. Peace.
Be my I don't have to to stop you from making